This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Wednesday, July 1st. God's word to you today is His name. Our scripture reading is taken from Acts 2, verse 21, and it says, "But everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved." Yesterday, we observed from examining the lives of our characters in our anchor scripture, Mark 5, 21 to 43, that none of them had a relationship with Jesus, but He answered their prayers. The truth is, you do not need to have a relationship with Jesus for Him to answer your prayers. Read your Bible. Most time in scriptures, the relationships develop afterwards. However, we were taught that before you even talk about healing, there must first be salvation, then justification, and then sanctification. But Jesus never asked anyone to surrender his or her life to God before He can heal them. Not one person. So where did the church get this doctrine from? Religion. I have not checked Mark, Luke, and John, but in the book of Matthew, there are 23 healing miracles. 21 of those healing miracles were performed on total strangers. People that did not know Jesus or have a relationship with Jesus. In fact, 100% of those cases just interrupted Jesus. Do not get me wrong. I'm not saying that salvation is not important. What is the point of getting healed and then go to hell? What I'm saying is this. We should not put a full stop where God has not even put a question mark. Read the Bible. I know this will mess up a lot of people's theology. Read your Bible. The closest Jesus came to something that resembled salvation before healing was in the case of the paralytic. Jesus was just looking for trouble. He did not have to say, "Your sins are forgiven." But He did it because of the Pharisees. Naturally, the Pharisees were offended, and Jesus said, "So that you will know that the Son of Man has power to forgive sins, take up your bed and walk." Jesus said, "Which one is easier, to say your sins are forgiven, or to say take up your bed and walk?" And they were confused. Why is all this important? It is important because many people have been held bound by the feeling that God is not answering their prayers because they are not good enough. It is a big lie from the pit of hell. Never ever be afraid to interrupt Jesus. Jesus is walking by. You need healing. You need a touch from God. Just throw yourself in His way and shout, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." And He will have mercy, because that is who He is. Let us pray. Father, according to your word in Jeremiah 17, verse 14, "Heal me, Lord, and I will be healed. Save me, and I will be saved. For you are the one I praise." In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.